I thought we'd know more by now about the reason for it. And actually, we're none the wiser about what specifically triggered the termination. But what Tucker subsequently said on Twitter reminded us that we had to know it was going to happen well before it actually did. Here's what Tucker said, quote, "One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country, kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also, a lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening," unquote. This is what we have to count on now, there and here. We saw in New Zealand thousands of genuinely nice, kind, decent, and hilarious people protesting against medical fascism in the grounds of Parliament last year, quite different from the indecent and unhilarious inside Parliament who wouldn't come out to debate, but rather tried to drown, deafen, and jail the protesters. We have to hope that the decent so outnumber the indecent that we can contrive to banish every last one of these unhilarious items from that building and from our lives. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. We're in the same boat in New Zealand. We're a one-party state whose media are the dumb, dishonest propaganda arm of the government that bought them out. Notwithstanding, there are pockets of truth they can't yet reach or stop. You can still hear the words, including right here on Reality Check Radio. There is hope. Faced with lies, the truth has a pesky habit of marching right on.